When I was out at Caltech in Pasadena, there was an airport nearby in Monrovia where you took your courses. And after the necessary time, I got a pilot's license. I flew quite a bit, probably about 80 hours before all civilian flying was grounded. And after I got my doctorate degree, I went to work at Westinghouse, where, unbeknownst to me, Dr. Slepian had developed what looked like a very promising technique for separating U-235 isotopes. And I was put on that project because of my knowledge of high voltage, high power, and a few other things. I was the historian of that particular project. It was called the ionic centrifuge because a big mass of gas was whirled around and was hoped that the heavy ones would go out, lighter ones would stay in. After the war, I began to go back to my first love, which was television. And I worked with North American Phillips in New York, well, actually in Tarrytown. They had developed a program of a projection television system. Apparently, this had been developed in a couple of back rooms in Amsterdam, where the Germans had occupied during the war. And of course, they occupied the Phillips manufacturing lab, because, I mean, factory facility for lamps, vacuum tubes, radio equipment, and so on. But apparently in this back room, or back rooms, where the Germans never came, some people had been devoted to developing a compact projection television set. Because cathode ray tubes were pretty limited in size at that stage. And at North American Phillips, because of my knowledge of high voltage, I worked on their high voltage equipment to develop an extremely compact 25,000 volts power supply for operating a projection television tube.